So we are going to be pleased to hear from Mark Heisteman from WSU in Assotin County. He will be joined in part by Susan Kerr with WSU's Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center, Shannon Marr from Heron Pond Farms.
Basically, we can cover some basics as far as sustainable swine production here. I grew up in southeastern Washington, actually right south of Pullman, a little town called Uniontown, Washington. And we still have a family farm, and we raise grains, forages, and also sheep and swine and cattle and that, and kind of utilizes our land really well. We also raise some of our own barley and peas, so I really like knowing what's going into our animals, and we also have access to quite a bit of pasture land and some more range-type land that's really not very productive as far as for traditional crops and that. So the livestock really work good in our operations and that. And then we sell quite a few animals directly, have access, fortunately, to the University of Idaho, to a USDA-inspected facility and that. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit as far as that's one of the things to kind of keep in mind as far as once you raise these swine and all the great products as far as marketing them certainly is important. I know our producers will talk about that probably in depth. But also as far as processing facilities and what your options are, and whether you're doing a custom type facility or you're going to market those actual retail cuts and that. So lots of things here to talk about here. Want to put, we're basically a family operation, but we do have two employees. The retriever on the left, he's head of animal transportation. Her job, Lila's, to help move the animals around to that. And then the cute little poodle who's not spoiled at all, by the way, she's head of rodent control. She's our head mouse keeper at our farm and that. So, okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about just a little bit about breeds, some about life cycle, different housing options, some nice pictures that Dr. Jan Buzzboom helped put together. He's our extension meat specialist here and was going to be on the program but isn't today. So, but we borrowed some of his slides here. And that shows some of his expertise. If we have time, Susan, we can talk a little bit about meat quality and carcass characteristics and that. But if we don't, we can go right into the producer and that. And then we'll open up for some questions. Okay? And Susan and I are a member of the WSU Meat Team. I'll just put in a plug for us and that we do basic added value programs for beginning producers and all the way up to very advanced producers, trying to add value to livestock products from the producer standpoint, from the marketing standpoint, chefs, restaurants, kind of going from fork to plate. And we do those programs across Washington and beef, sheep, and swine, and kind of expanding to Oregon, and we may even be doing something in Colorado, it sounds like, down the line here on that. So if you have questions, resources, and a lot of times if we don't know the answer, we can put you in either contact with producers or individuals with the land grant system that can help you out. And keep that in mind. Okay? So real briefly, and then we'll start talking about pigs. Just a few things I like to kind of remind individuals, and particularly if you're just getting started in raising livestock, kind of have an idea what your end goal is down the line, you know, what the market is for that product, because that's going to affect, you know, what breeds, how you feed those animals, how you process those animals. And it, for those that really want or are serious about it, I think just taking a few minutes, doing some of that planning and budgeting and those type of things are really important and can save you a lot of time and hassle down the line and make it a lot more fun for particularly beginning producers and that, okay? I talk about budgeting. A lot of individuals, I know, for our livestock operation, we have a full-time job outside the farm, but the livestock still have to pay their bills, and we kind of pay as we go when we need to make improvements and changes and that. But kind of know what what your situation is as far as financing. There are certainly programs out there to help in small and beginning producers, okay? Whether or not you need to make a profit, particularly starting out, or whether or not it could be a great life experience for yourself and your kids, and you enjoy raising food for others and knowing what goes into that product. That's different people have different goals going into production and that, okay? What's your personal knowledge, okay? Who do you ask or who do you go to when you have questions, okay? And Dr. Kerr will talk about that veterinary-client relationship. She is one of your friends, veterinarians are, and they can help you immensely down the line here. You want to establish that relationship at the start. It's not the time when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you have a sow that isn't progressing as far as felling and that, and you're probably going to have a hard time getting a veterinarian to come out to your farm who has no knowledge or background about your operation. So develop those relationships as you go here, and then knowing what your resources are as far as feed and labor and fencing and shelter. If you're looking at doing a grass-based operation or hoop houses, as far as how much land you have, how are you going to manage manure, what you have as far as available resources in your area. So just a few things, not exciting things, but things I think to keep in mind, particularly if you want to do a good job as far as raising animals. Okay? I put in just a couple slides to just kind of show pork, number one meat as far as supply in the world, followed by poultry.